What's up? It's Abby, your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorist, back with a rousing episode of Current Strange Events. I don't know, this is like our fourth one or something. So this week I've got something that happened on Thursday, August 30th, so that's pretty recent. I feel like finally I'm catching up with the news. But as always, send me your theories. Not only that, if you see Current Strange Events, send them to me too, because I don't always catch them in time. Okay, so this is less of a conspiracy and more of a just kind of weird thing. I really love paranormal too. This isn't paranormal, but I try to stay away from like talking about ghosts and hauntings and demons and stuff, just because that's kind of, I feel like, enough of another realm that it doesn't really make sense to have on the show. But this is interesting. So if you Google the ghost ship, it was recent. It's a cargo ship that went missing 9 years ago, and it suddenly showed up near, I'm going to slaughter this, Myanmar, sorry, the Sam Ratulangi PB 1600 is the name of the ship, ran aground Thursday. So locals had seen the mysterious ship just kind of drifting towards shore, and the Coast Guard, the Navy, the police teams had all been kind of keeping an eye on the ship to see what was going to happen. And as soon as it came ashore, a couple teams entered to see that there was no one on board and there was no cargo. So the ship was last seen in the South China Sea off the west coast of Taiwan back in 2009. That was his last known pinged location. And so that was super weird. But doing a little more research on it, they discovered, okay, let's see here. Police confirmed the ship had an Indonesian flag on it, and they found it was destined for a ship breaking factory in Bangladesh. So, you know, once they retire a ship, they break it down at a ship breaking factory. And they also found cables, two cables tied to the front of the ship. So they feel like it could have been towed by another ship and then just kind of probably broke loose or something. Which is just weird it wasn't reported. I don't know. That nobody tried to grab it. So, super weird. But, again, nobody on it. Nobody dead. Any of that. So, this isn't the first ship, though, to show up in the area and in Japan. Usually, it's fishermen ships appearing. Sometimes, they even have crews on board. Sometimes, there's even people alive on board. And I guess the fishermen are venturing further and further out to catch fish. And that it can become dangerous, and a lot of times it doesn't work out. So I just thought it was weird. I want to share that with you guys, that a ghost ship showed up. Did I say I was going to talk about Melania potentially having a body double, but I'm just kind of tired of that whole situation. So anyway, I'm going to go celebrate my birthday with my dad's family. Thanks for listening, guys. I know this is super short, but I just want to kind of pop in, say, hey, I'm still around. And I'll see you Thursday on my birthday for our next episode of 5 Minute Conspiracies. Bye.